It's nice to be here.
好高興可以嚟到大家當中。
And share on the goodness of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
可以同大家分享神嘅好處同埋我哋嘅主耶穌基督。
In the past, we have shared about why we should believe in Jesus.
過去我同大家分享過點解我哋要相信耶穌基督。
We talk about the joy you will receive.
我分享過當你接受了耶穌基督之後，你會得到喜樂。
You'll get peace.
你會得到平安。
And you will have this happiness.
你亦都喺心裏面得到呢個喜樂。
And it's almost like you're going into a shopping mall and you find something you really like. You say, "Oh, I want this."
就好似你去到商場裏面你見到一樣嘢，你非常之想要。
And this is all true.
這個係真實嘅。
But today I want to actually, instead of telling you what you will receive,
但係今天早上我唔係要告訴大家你會得到啲乜嘢。
I want to tell you about who God is.
但係我想同大家分享神係邊一位。
Because if you know who God is,
因為如果你知道神係邊位嘅話
，and I think you'll find something that you would like to be included.
你就會知道點解你會可以想要喺呢個神嘅裏面。
So let's first turn to a passage in the Bible.
所以請大家打開一段聖經。
It is recorded in Isaiah chapter 55.
係記載喺以賽亞書第五十五章。
And verse 8.
第八節。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8.
以賽亞書第五十五章第八節。
Let's hear I read.
请听我读。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. Verse 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
第八节那里讲到耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
Now let's hear I read one more time.
请听我再读一次。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
耶和华说：我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So here's talk about God in His supremacy, in His sovereignty, His plan, His way is higher than ours.
喺呢段圣经嗰度讲到神嘅权能。他的道路是怎样高过我们的道路，他的意念是如何高过我们的意念。
So let's turn to another passage.
再请大家打开另一段的经文。
It's in Psalm 103.
是诗篇第103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103。
Verse 8 to 13.
第八至第十三节。
Psalm 103, verse 8 to 13.
诗篇第一百零三篇第八至第十三节。
Let's hear I read again.
请听我读。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse.Nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sin deserved, or repay us according to our inequities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as east is from the west, as far as he removed our transgression for us. Verse 13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩惠，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪业报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。天离西有多远，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤性情。
Just like we have our character, our personality.
就好像我们每一个人都有我们的性格。
But in God's character, He shows us His love.
但是在神的性情里面，祂显露了祂的慈爱。
He shows us His merciful.
祂给我们见到祂是充满怜悯的。
He's full of grace.
祂是充满恩典。
He will treat us the way we do not deserve.
祂待我们不是因着我们的过犯待我们。
His love is unconditional love.
祂是一个没有条件的爱。
Is unlike human love.
是不同人的爱。
He's sovereign.
祂是掌权的。
He had no time restriction.
祂不会受到时间的控制。
He exists from the past and until eternal future.
祂过去存在永远亦都会存在。
He's almighty.
祂是全能的。
He forgives.
祂会原谅。
And he's faithful to his own character.
祂亦都是因着祂的性情的缘故，祂是信实的。
But we thank God for the most important thing, he's the creator.
但是感谢主，祂是亦都是一个创造者。
The reason I chose this subject is because there's been a lot of turmoils happening in a lot of our life.
我跟大家分享神是哪一位，因为我发觉在我们当中有很多的难处。
With the economy crunched down,
因为经济衰退，
some people has lost their job,
有些人失去了他们的工作，
some people's job is on the edge of losing,
或者做紧工的可能会将会失去他的工作。
There's a lot of uncertainty,
有很多不肯定的事情会发生。
There's a lot of suffering in our life,
好像在生命里面有很多的苦难。
There's a lot of relationship turmoils in our life.
或者在个人人与人关系当中，亦都有很多问题。
We have known some very dear friends that have been sick.
我哋亦都认识我哋当中好多朋友喺病痛里面。
And we're wondering why a good God will allow suffering sometimes.
我哋有时会问点解神会容许苦难发生呢？
So this morning I'd like to use a story in the Bible to share about the goodness, the character of God.
所以今天早上我想睇用圣经一个故事同大家分享神呢个性情。
Some of you is very familiar with this story, the story of Joseph.
有啲人非常之认识呢个约瑟嘅故事。
And some of you may be a little new.
或者有啲人未听过。
So allow me to go through his life history in a sequential steps.
所以容许我将约瑟呢个故事由佢开始到结尾慢慢嘅同你分享。
Joseph is recorded in the book of Genesis.
约瑟呢个故事系喺创世纪嗰度记载嘅。
He is the one of the son of a father named Israel.
佢系一个叫以色列呢个人嘅其中一个儿子。
And he had 11 brothers.
佢有十一个兄弟。
He is born into what we call a somewhat dysfunctional family.
佢呢个家庭可以讲系一个好唔正常嘅家庭。
Because they have 4 mothers.
因为呢个家庭里面有四个妈妈。
And the father show favoritism to Joseph.
而呢个爸爸亦都系偏心偏爱约瑟呢个儿子。
And Joseph is actually a little bit of an arrogant young man.
因着咁嘅缘故，约瑟佢自己亦都非常之骄傲。
And he often will go back to the father and tell about the bad things the other brother has done.
约瑟亦都会成日会嚟到爸爸嘅面前，系讲佢兄弟嘅坏话。
And the father Israel loved Joseph so much that he specially gave him a special robe to wear.
以色列这个爸爸偏爱到这个儿子一个地步，他是送了他一件的彩衣，一件的外衣。
And you can see why the other brothers is jealous.
所以大家都见到为什么其他的兄弟是对他非常之的嫉妒。
Their jealousy was to a point, they actually want to kill him.
他们的嫉妒是到一个的地步，是想去杀了约瑟。
So Joseph have a dream one day.
有一天约瑟有一个梦。
He dream about that his brother and his parents will bow to him.
他发梦见到他爸爸妈妈和他十一个兄弟都会向他下拜。
Now if I were Joseph, I would keep that to myself.
如果我是约瑟，我不会跟大家分享这个梦。
But Joseph would break it out and tell it to the brothers and the parents.
但是约瑟这个人就是会将这个梦是将大家都分享过来，为着要去控告自己。
So this is not just a small family affair.
所以这个不是一个小家庭 的事情。
So there's a lot of hatred going on.
在这个家庭里面有很多的憎恨。
So one day as the 11 brothers went out and tend the sheep.
有一天当这11个的兄弟出去牧养羊的时候。
And the father sent Joseph out and say, why don't you go and check on the brothers?
爸爸就吩咐约瑟，你不如出去去看一下你十一个兄弟啦。
So while Joseph was approaching these brothers,
当约瑟走到他的兄弟的面前的时候，
So the brothers saw Joseph coming from afar.
这些兄弟见到约瑟由远处走过来。
So they start talking to each other. He said, well, let's kill him.
咁这十一个兄弟就讲不如杀咗佢啦。
So they come up with a plan.
所以佢哋有一个计划。
He said, let's throw Joseph into the ditch.
不如将约瑟抌喺一个坑里面。
And we will kill him.
我哋会杀咗佢。
And we'll take his beautiful robe that the father gave him.
我哋会将佢爸爸俾佢呢件彩衣。
We'll torn it apart.
撕烂佢。
And then we'll pour some blood of the goat over the coat.
会将啲羊嘅血染喺呢件彩衣上面。
And then we'll take the coat back and told the father that he was killed by wild animal.
之后就会将这件染了血的彩衣带去给爸爸告诉他听约瑟已经被野兽吃了。
So when Joseph came,
当约瑟真的来到他们十一个兄弟面前的时候，
So the 11 brothers throw him into the ditch.
这个十一个兄弟的确将他扔在个坑里面。
And just about when they were about to kill him,
当他们将要杀他的时候，
They saw there's a caravan of merchants going into on the way to Egypt.
他见到在外面有一班的商人是准备去埃及这个地方。
So one of the brothers said, let's not shed blood on our own brother.
十一个兄弟里面有一个就提议不如不要杀他们的兄弟啦。
Let's sold him to this merchant so that he can be a slave. Sold it to them.
不如将约瑟卖给这班商人使约瑟能成为一个奴隶。
So they sold Joseph for 20 shekels of silver.
所以他们的确将约瑟是以20个银钱这个价卖了这一班商人。
And that was the last time Joseph saw his brother before he was sold into Egypt as slave.
那次就是约瑟在他入埃及之前最后一次见到他的弟兄兄弟。
When Joseph arrived to Egypt, he was sold as a slave to Potiphar, and he is one of the officers of Pharaoh.
咁当约瑟嚟到埃及嘅时候，佢系被卖到一个叫波提弗一个人作奴隶，而波提弗呢个人系当时埃及一个嘅护卫长。
And he's the captain of the guard.
佢一个护卫长。
And at that time, Joseph was only 17 years old.
嗰陣時約瑟只有17歲嘅啫。
In the Bible it recorded that but the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered.
但係聖經告訴我哋神與約瑟同在，神使佢百事順利。
So his master trusts him because everything Joseph do for him, he prospered.
所以 佢約瑟嘅主人就信靠約瑟，因為約瑟所做嘅事情都係順利嘅。
And so he made Joseph to be his second man to in charge all his household.
所以呢個主人就將約瑟當為佢嘅左右手，要佢管理佢家中所有嘅事務。
But the master's wife saw Joseph was wise and handsome.
但係有一日呢個主人嘅妻子見到約瑟係非常之長得高大。
秀美。So he come to Joseph and say, "Come to bed with me."
所以佢就引誘約瑟要求佢同佢同枕。
But Joseph said to her, "This is a wicked thing, and I cannot sin against God and to my master."
但約瑟回答佢呢件係一件大惡事，佢唔能夠得罪佢嘅神。
But the master's wife accused him.And later, Joseph was put in jail.
但是这个主人的太太他是指控约瑟，约瑟因着这样的缘故就被人收在监里面。
So we see how Joseph go from being sold by his brother, now he's taking another step down. He's down into prison.
所以大家见到约瑟由被卖那个境况再跌到落到去被人收监。
But Joseph clean to the Lord.
但是約瑟卻是找著神。
And then again, the Bible recorded that the Lord was with Joseph.
大家亦都喺聖經記載神繼續與約瑟同在。
And God granted him kindness.
神賜俾佢大愛。
And he find favor in the eyes of the prison warden.
咁約瑟喺收監嗰啲人嘅眼中得到悦納。
So again, Joseph was put in charge of the jail, even though when he was a prisoner.
所以再一次因着約瑟喺神面前嘅緣故，佢係被指配係作監中嘅管理。
So after a period of time, there came two new prisoners.
過咗一段時間，監中就嚟咗兩個新嘅監躉。
One is the cupbearer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt.
第一个监躉是当时埃及法老作酒政的。
And the other one is the chief baker. Again, he's the officer of Pharaoh.
另一个是亦都在法老面前掌管膳食的膳长。
And they both have did something that caused Pharaoh to be angry with them, so they throw him in jail.
他們因著做了一些令到法老非常之憤怒的事情，所以被法老收監。
So one night, the two of them had a dream again.
有一晚，這兩個監躉有一個發了一個夢。
And again, Joseph helped them to understand the dream, explain the dream to them.
咁當時約瑟幫助他們解夢，令他們能夠明白他們所發過的夢。
And what the explanation actually came to true because the cupbearer was restored to his original job 3 days later.
他們所講解的夢過了幾天之後亦都實現了，因為這個善長三天之後就被法老回復他原本的職位。
So Joseph actually told the cupbearer and said,When you restore, when your job gets restored, tell about the king who helped you to explain the dream. Tell him about me.
当约瑟帮这个善长解梦的时候，他要求这个善长，当你这个梦实现了之后，求你帮我在法老面前去求情，告诉法老听是哪个有这个智慧帮你解梦的。
But the cupbearer forgot, so he never told Pharaoh.
但这个善长就完全忘记。这个酒政就完全忘记，不记得了将这件事讲给法老听。
So 2 years passed by.
过了两年之后。
And Pharaoh had a dream.
法老发了一个梦。
He dreamed about that out from the river Nile.
他发梦发到在这个尼罗河里面走出了。
First it came, 7 cows came up. They were fat and strong.
走出了7隻很肥大的牛。
And then later on, there's another seven cows came up, which is lean and weak.
但过了一阵之后，有七只好瘦嘅牛走咗出嚟。
And then afterward, the seven weak and lean cow ate the fat and the strong cows.
呢七只好弱好瘦嘅牛就将呢七只好肥大嘅牛食咗。
So Pharaoh was perplexed by his dreams.
当时法老唔明白佢所发过嘅梦。
And no one can explain what the dream meant.
冇任何人能够帮法老解梦。
So the cupbearer remember, oh, Joseph, I remember Joseph now.
到呢时呢个酒政就记得约瑟为佢曾经解过梦。
So Pharaoh bring Joseph up.
所以法老就将约瑟带过嚟。
And Joseph explained what those dreams are.
约瑟就向法老解梦。
He said that God has revealed to him that in Egypt there will be 7 years of abundance. And after that came 7 years of famine.
咁样约瑟就告诉法老点样失去佢嘅自由。
He lost his own country. That father's household.
马拿西呢个名嘅意思就系神使我忘了一切嘅困苦和我父嘅全家。
And the second son's name is Ephraim.
第二个儿子嘅名叫以法莲。
And it means God make me fruitful in the land of my suffering.
意思就是神使我在受苦地方昌盛。
So in the heart of Joseph, he remembered the pain and the suffering.
所以在约瑟的心里面，他记得他所受过的苦楚。
To a point, he wanted to forget about his house.
故事发展下去的确有七年的大丰年在埃及之地。
And then after that, famine starts.
七年之后饥荒就开始了。
And the famine was so severe that it struck the whole country and all the surrounding countries.
饥荒是严重到一个地步，是连埃及周围的地方都受到影响。
So 2 years into the famine,
饥荒两年发生两年之后，
All the countries around came to Egypt to buy food.
埃及周围的国家都要来到埃及这个地方去买食物。
So Israel, Joseph's father, they were suffering from lacking of food.
以色列约瑟的爸爸那时也都是受影响到他们没有食物吃。
So he sent 10 of his sons to Egypt to buy food.
所以他就派了他十个的儿子来到埃及买粮食。
So when the 10 sons appear in front of Joseph,
当这十个的儿子在来到约瑟的面前的时候，
because Joseph at that time, he was disguised as he's the second man in Egypt. So the 10 brothers did not recognize him.
因为当时约瑟已经是做了埃及的宰相，所以这十个的兄弟不认得约瑟。
What struck me is what the Bible described.
但是我受到非常感动的就是圣经怎样记载。
He said when Joseph saw his 10 brothers,
那里讲到当约瑟见到他十个的兄弟的时候，
He said he turned away from them and began to cry.
那里讲到圣经记载他就转身退去哭了一场。
He turned away from them and began to cry.
他转身退去哭了一场。
Joseph's cry is because he's not pity on himself.
约瑟嗰阵时喊唔系因为喺度自怜。
Joseph cries not because he's happy to see his brother.
佢喊唔系因为佢好高兴见到佢十个嘅兄弟。
Joseph cried because he saw the hands of God, the plan of God on him.
佢喊系因为佢喺佢身上面见到神喺佢嘅意念。
Because later on he told his brother, he said,God sent me ahead of you to preserve you, to provide for you at the time of famine.
因为圣经迟啲记载到就是约瑟向佢兄弟讲，神是派我嚟，是要为着你哋预备粮食。
Joseph cried because he saw the hands of God.
他若瑟哭是因为他见到神的手。
Because all of a sudden he realized God has, what God is doing in his life.
因为突然之间他见到神在他生命所作的事情。
All of a sudden he's seeing what God is doing in his family.
他突然见到神怎样在他的家庭里面有计划。
He saw God is a sovereign.
他见到神是掌权的。
God is almighty.
他是全能的。
Everything he gone through, God has taken him hand step by step.
他一生里面所遇见的事情，神是一步一步的带领他。
In this story, we see some of the character of God.
在这个故事里面，我们见到神的性情。
God is sovereign.
神是掌权的。
He holds the future.
他是掌管将来。
He knows what's the best for his children.
他知道他儿女最需要最好的是什么。
God has sent Joseph ahead to prepare food at the time of famine to save the household of Israel.
神是派约瑟首先到埃及，是要为着他们的家庭在饥荒里面预备粮食。
The Bible told us that in the next 400 years, that household become a great nation.
圣经告诉我们，在那段时间之后400年，以色列的家就成为了一个大国。
And this is actually a promise of God.
这个亦都是神的应许之一。
Because they were able to be nourished by the abundance in Egypt.
因为埃及的丰盛。 能够帮助这个家去成长。
But more important, during that 400 years, the land that Israel and the family were staying in Canaan was infiltrated with idolatry.
但更加重要的就是在400年当中，原本以色列家所住的地方迦南，在这400年里面是受到拜偶像这个风气影响。
So God actually has delivered them because God knows what had happened in the future.
所以神的确是将以色列家从拜偶像这个风气里面拯救出来。Today
we don't know what happened in our future.
今天我们不知道明天会发生什么事。We
don't know what happened tomorrow.
我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
We don't know what the economy is going to be.
我们不知道明天的经济是怎样。
We don't know what happened to our retirement account.
我们不知道我们的退休金会变成怎样。
And sometimes we don't even know what happened to the relationship we have with the loved ones.
甚至我们不肯定我们现在有的人际关系明天会变成怎样。
But we thank God because He holds the future.
但我们感谢神，因为他掌管将来。
He holds tomorrow.
他掌管明天。
The other character we saw about God in the life of Joseph is, besides He holds the future.
在这个约瑟故事里面，我们看见神另外的性情，除了他掌管明天之外。
Is that God is all powerful.
就是神是全能的。
He's above all.
他是高过所有东西。
He moves in the heart of man.
他在人的心里面动工。
In the life of Joseph,
在约瑟一生里面,
we saw how he moved the heart of Potiphar and Pharaoh.
我们见到神怎样感动波提弗, 亦都见到神怎样感动法老。
And we even saw how God allowed the evil thoughts of his brothers.
我亦都见到神怎样容许他们兄弟邪恶的思想。
I remember last year during the presidential election.
我记得上年在总统大选的时候,
I was quite caught up by all this Republican versus Democrats and who's going to do this, who's going to raise tax, who's going to help the economy.
我那时就记得被一切政治的思想 搞到好煩啊，邊個啊共和黨、民主黨啊，邊個啊會啊加税、減税啊，經濟會變成一個地步點樣嘅地步
？I talk to many people. Some say Obama, some say McCain.
啊，我同好多人都傾談過，有啲人就話係奧巴馬，有啲人就話係 McCain。
But you know what? When I come and think about God's know.
啊，但係當我安靜落嚟嘅時候，我就諗到啊，神知道。
God can move the hearts of whoever is the president.
啊，神能夠感動啊，無論邊個做總統嘅話，神都能夠感動呢個人。
In fact, God already knows who's going to be the president.
啊，神當時已經知道邊個會成為下一任嘅總統。
Because God is above all.
啊，因為神係高過所有嘅意念。
Another character of God is that He is faithful. God is faithful because of His promise.
啊，另一個神嘅性情啊，就係佢係信實嘅，佢係向著佢嘅應許係信實嘅。
In the story of Joseph, we saw that God is faithful because Israel is the chosen people of God.
啊，喺約瑟嘅故事裡面見到神係信實啊，因為神應許過以色列啊，就係被揀選嘅嗰個家。
Today, when you are children of God,
啊，今天啊，你如果係神嘅兒女嘅話
，you have this assurance.
你可以肯定
，because He cares about you. God cares about you.
啊，因為佢關心你。
He knows your need.
啊，佢認識你嘅需要。
He knows what best for you.
啊，佢知道啊，乜嘢係對你最好。
I think the most comforting to know is that God knows your future.
啊，亦最令人感到安慰嘅就係神知道你嘅將來。
This is the character of our Heavenly Father, our God.
啊，呢個就係我哋天父嘅性情。
In 1980,
啊，喺1980年嘅時候
，there was a big earthquake that shook the Mexico City.
啊，喺啊墨西哥城嗰度發生咗一場好大嘅地震。
And some of the houses, the building was not very built very strong.
啊，嗰陣時嗰啲啊樓啊唔係起得好好，好穩陣。
So a lot of building collapsed and many lives were taken.
啊，所以啊，好多樓都啊冧落嚟，好多人都因著咁嘅緣故啊死去。
So during the earthquake, there was one father. He was at home and he received the news about the earthquake, and that the school of his daughter and she's in kindergarten was collapsed.
啊，咁喺地震裏面啊，有一個父親。啊，咁佢喺家裏面啊，聽到啊地震呢個新聞，亦都知道啊佢啊有個啊佢個女啊所去嘅學校啊，亦都因著地震緣故啊係冧落嚟。
So he was very worried.
啊，佢所以呢個父親非常之擔心。
So he came to the school.
啊，所以佢啊即刻啊走到學校嗰度。
There was no public transportation. There was no bus.
啊，嗰陣時已經冇巴士，冇任何嘅公共交通可以去到嗰度啦。
So he walked for a long time to get to the school.
啊，所以佢行咗好耐啊，至行到去學校嗰度。
And by the time he get to the school, it was dark.
啊，當佢去到學校嘅時候，已經天黑啦。
So he tried to rescue his daughter.
啊，所以佢就啊嘗試去啊救佢個女。
So some people said that classroom was buried under a big pile of rebels.
啊！啲人就同佢講：啊，你個女啊去嗰個課室係喺好多層嘅石之下。
So the father start carrying this rubble away。
啊，所以呢個父親就慢慢嘅將啊一嚿一嚿石係啊拎出嚟。
So many people comes to help。
係好多人都幫佢。
So one day go by。
啊，有一日嘅過去。
Two days。
啊，第二日過去。
And third days。
啊，第三日亦都過去。
So people startTo go away.
啊，好多人，好多原本幫手嘅人，亦都啊慢慢嘅離開。
They're saying, "We give up. It's not going to help."
啊，呢啲人就話啊，我放棄啦，我哋覺得唔會幫到忙嘅。
But even if we can get to them by now, they would be dead.
啊，即使我哋而家能夠係啊可以啊去到嗰個課室裏面啊，但係佢哋已經嗰啲學生已經個個都會死曬㗎啦。
Finally, this father is the only one left. He's still carrying one by one, piece by piece, this rubble away.
啊，最後啊，只有呢個啊父親係留過嚟啊，只有佢係 喺一个慢慢啊一粒一粒石嘅拧开。
Until he was so tired，
啊直至佢啊疲劳。
He finally hear some voices，
啊佢就听到一啲嘅声音。
There were about eight of these kindergarten children，
啊佢听到啊有八个嘅啊幼稚园嘅学生。
And they were crying out with joy，
啊佢哋就非常之高兴嘅啊呼喊。
Because the rescue finally came，
啊因为啊拯救已经临到佢哋嗰度啦。
So people come and help， and what had happened was there's a big piece of wood cover on top of the classroom building。
啊，咁其他人啊听到之后，亦都啊即刻嚟帮手。啊，咁点解佢哋啊仍然安全呢？原来系因为啊有一块好大嘅木板系啊系喺个课室上面系啊阻住啲石。
The teacher was there and she told later on that during that time the whole class, the eight children were in chaos. They were upset, they were angry, they were confused.
咁嗰个课室里面嘅老师嗰阵时亦都喺度。咁之后佢讲返就係当啲石啱啱冧落嚟嘅时候，嗰八个学生係非常之混乱，佢哋好驚，好彷徨。
And she said, but there's one children, this girl.
但係佢就话喺呢八个学生里面有一个女仔。
She stand out and told everyone, be calm.
咁佢就企起身告诉大家安静过嚟。
She told everyone that, be calm, because my dad will come and rescue us.
佢话俾佢哋听要安静因为我爸爸一定会过嚟救我哋。
Because of her assurance, everybody stay calm.
因为大家见到呢个女仔咁肯定嘅缘故其他人都非常之平静。
So she told every children, the teacher, how her father promised, whatever happened, he will come and rescue them.
咁呢个女仔就话俾个老师同埋其他学生听，佢爸爸告诉过佢，无论发生咩事情，呢个父亲都会同呢个佢个女一齐。
This story tells about the heart of an earthly father.
这个故事就告诉我们一个在地上父亲的心是如何。
Our Heavenly Father loves us much more.
我们在天上的父爱我们更深。
In the life of Joseph, we see how God is faithful.
在约瑟的一生里面我们见到神分享就是神是爱。
And God delivers us from suffering.
神是要拯救我哋，系要将我哋从苦难中拯救我哋出嚟。
The reason there is suffering on this earth is because man disobeyed God from the very beginning。
喺呢个世界有苦难嘅原因，系因为人喺开始嘅时候犯罪咗，得罪咗神。
The forefather of man, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. They sinned against God。
亚当、夏娃。亚当后夏娃违背了神的命令，他得罪了神。
And because of that, the Bible told us that there's a curse is to the ground because of the disobedience.
所以因为他们犯罪的缘故，地是要受到咒诅。
It also said that through painful toil that you will eat of it all the days of your life.
那里也讲到你要满汗流面才得糊口。
And by the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground.
直到你归了土。
So suffering is our portion because sin is in the world.
所以苦难是我们的份，因为我们有罪，这个世界上面有罪。
But God loves us.
但是神爱我们。
And he want to deliver us from our suffering.
神愿意将我们从这些苦难中拯救出来。
And God has a plan for us.
神亦都为我们有一个计划。
His way is higher than our way.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
And his thought is higher than our thought.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
So Jesus Christ came on the, and he was crucified on the cross is to rescue us from the penalty of our sin.
所以耶稣基督来到这个地上在十字架上面死，是为着我们的罪的缘故。
So the Bible talk about that We are all sinners.
圣经告诉我们世人都犯了罪。
There's no one righteous.
没一个是没犯过罪的。没一个义人。
So I want to ask you all a question.
所以我想问大家一个问题。
Are you a sinner?
你是一个罪人呢？
There's a list of things that I want to ask you.
我有一列的问题我想问大家。
Do you have any jealousy or envy in your heart?
在你心里面有没有嫉妒呢？
Is there someone you really don't like?
有没有一个人是你很不喜欢的呢？
Someone irritates you?
有些人经常烦着你的。
Someone you envy?
有些人你非常之嫉妒的。
Are you harboring any anger or hatred?
在你心里面是不是时常都藏有愤怒和憎恨呢？
In God's standard, in His holy standard, hatred and anger are sin.
在神的标准里面憎恨是一个罪。
Are you holding any crutches on anyone?
你是不是对一个人非常之不满意呢？
Do you gossip?
你不会在他们背后讲坏话呢？
Do you slander people?
你唔会讲啲嘢嚟中伤佢哋咧
？Do you have any deceitful, any manipulative in you?
你喺心里面有冇任何嘅诡诈咧
？Or do you have any pride?
或者你会唔会非常嘅骄傲
？Arrogant
非常嘅自满。
Or do you have any greedy?
或者你有任何嘅贪婪？
Every time I go to Costco,
每一次我去到Costco 嘅时候
，I have to refrain my greediness.
我要叫我自己唔好咁贪心
，because there are so many things I want.
因为喺 Costco 里面有好多嘢我都想要
，not necessary I need.
但系我唔系我需要嘅。
There's something I really like.
有啲嘢我好中意
，because my neighbor has it too.
因为我嘅邻居都有。
But I don't need it.
但我自己唔需要嗰啲。
Greed is an inborn sin in every one of us.
贪婪、贪心系喺我哋里面一个罪，每一个人都有嘅。
Self-centeredness.
自私、自我中心。
Self-indulgence.
自我去享受。
So that's why there's so many credit card debt.
所以大家见到好多人。都在他的信用卡里面是很多的债
Because we so indulge in material things
因为每一个人都希望享受地上的事
Because we have this void inside of us, this emptiness
因为在我们心里面有一个的空缺空隙
So we try to have material things to fill that void
所以我们希望得到些物质的东西来去填补这个空隙
Another sin is getting more and more obvious
使罪能够更多的显明。
There's another sin that is more obvious in the 21st century.
在21世纪里面有另外一个罪是更加明显的。
It is the lust of the eyes. It is the pornography, the lust of the flesh.
就是眼目的情欲就是很多色情的事物。
The Bible actually leads another sin that I'd like to share with the young people, particularly.
圣经亦都系记载到另一个罪愿意同啲年轻嘅弟兄姊妹分享。
It is to disobey your parents.
就系违背父母。
So the Bible talks about we are all sinners.
所以圣经告诉我哋我哋都系罪人。
And that's why we need deliverance from Jesus Christ to deliver us from the bondage of sin, to deliver us. From the penalty of sin, which is death.
所以我哋需要耶稣基督将我哋从罪同埋罪嘅审判嗰度拯救出嚟。呢个罪嘅审判嘅结果就系死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪嘅工价乃是死。
Yes, physical death.
对，系肉身嘅死。
But more important, spiritual death.
但系更加重要嘅就系灵里面嘅死。
Because one day.Because of the penalty of sin, if you are not reconciled, you will go to hell.
因为有一日，如果我哋因着罪嘅缘故未同 神和好的话，我们灵 的灵就会死。
But if you had accept Jesus as your Savior,
但若果你接受耶稣作为你的救主，
He will cleanse your sin,
祂会洗清你的罪，
and then you will be reconciled with God,
你就能够得以与神和好。
People sometimes get confused when they come to God.
很多人在神这个事情上面都有很不明白的地方。
People can grab the idea that I'm not perfect.
人能够明白我们不是完美的。
People can grab the idea that they are sinner.
他们能够明白我们是一个罪人。
But in order to fully accept by God, besides being repent, knowing that you are a sinner,
但是除了去在神面前悔改，承认自己一个罪人之外，
you need to turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你要来到耶稣基督面前接纳他为你的救主。
Some people turn, instead of turn to Jesus Christ, they'll turn to false idols.
有啲人虽然佢承认佢系罪人，但系佢选择唔嚟到耶稣基督面前，却系要选择嚟到啲假嘅偶像面前。
If you really examine how idols actually started,
如果大家更深入嘅去睇下偶像系点样开始嘅话
，they were all images of man or creature that are created by man.
呢啲偶像全部都系人手所做出嚟嘅。
They may be someone had good philosophy.
或者有啲人有好多嘅哲学嘅思想。
But they are still created by man, and they are all being created.
但系呢啲思想全部都系人所谂出嚟，人所做出嚟嘅。
But as we had talked about who God is.
但是当我们刚才讲到神是哪一位的时候，
He's sovereign, He's almighty.
他是掌权的，他是全能的。
He's the creator.
他是创造者。
So who do you think has the power to deliver you from the bondage of sin?
所以我想请问大家，有哪一位有这个能力可以将你从罪拯救出来呢？
Is it God or do you think an idol can deliver you?
是不是神，还是你觉得一个假的偶像能够拯救你出嚟呢？
So who would you worship? God or idol?
所以你会选择敬拜边个呢？系咪敬拜神定系敬拜偶像呢？
And sometimes when we come to religion, we have this idea that we need blessing, we need wealth, we need health, we need joy. So we just try to add something to bless us.
有啲好多时候，当我哋讲及宗教呢个问题嘅时候，我哋会联想到就是这个宗教要给我一些祝福，一些好处。
But what God promised is not just blessing.
但是神应许我们的是不单止福气。
He promises is to deliver you from sin.
他应许过我们，他会将我们从罪拯救过来。
He delivering you from your suffering.
亦都将你从苦难中拯救过来。
A true gospel is unlike religion.
一个真实的福音是不同一个宗教。
A religion may promise to give you a lot of blessing, like a sugar daddy.
宗教可能能够是应许你很多的祝福，就好像给一些甜豆给你这样。
Religion sometimes will point you away, but you have to buy your way to heaven.
宗教很多时会教你怎样走这条路，但是教完你走这条路的时候，你会发觉你需要自己去买去走这条路，自己去买一些东西来走这条路。
You have to do good deeds.
你要做好行为。
You have to do a lot of external things so that you have merit in heaven.
你要做很多外表的事情，使你能够进入天堂。
2 years ago, the richest person in the world, Warren Buffett.
两年前，世界上面最有钱嗰个Warren Buffett.
He donated $150 million to charity.
佢捐咗150 1,500億嘅錢係去俾呢啲慈善機構。
And then in the news conference, he said, "Well, I guess I can buy my way to heaven."
咁當記者問佢嘅時候，佢就覺得我係可以用錢去買我入天堂嗰張飛。
So what is the true gospel?
咁樣一個真正嘅福音係咩咧？
It is to reconcile with God.
就係要同神和好。
But a sinful person cannot come to term with God.
但係一個罪人唔能夠同神和好。
So we need to be delivered from our sin.
所以我哋需要被神拯救，從我哋嘅罪中拯救出嚟。
To deliver from our sinful nature and the acts of sin.
要將我哋從我哋罪嘅本性同犯罪呢個行為中拯救過嚟。
So we need to repent.
所以我哋需要悔改。
To repent include two steps.
悔改係有兩個嘅步驟。
So number one, recognize that you are a sinner.
第一就係知道自己你係一個罪人。
And the second step is to turn to God, turn to Jesus Christ.
第二嘅步驟就係轉向神，轉向耶穌基督。
And believe in what Jesus Christ has done for you to die on the cross for your sin.
相信耶穌基督為你所作嘅事情，佢喺十字架為著你罪嘅緣故死。
There's a great promise in the Bible.
喺聖經裏面有一個好大嘅應許。
He said to all receive him.
嗰度講到凡接待他的。
To all those who believe in his name.
就是相信他名的人。
He gave them to be the right to be children of God.
他就賜他們權柄作神的兒女。
God is such a great God and also a great father.
神的確是一個偉大的神，亦是一個偉大的父親。
He's so faithful.
非常之信實。
He holds the future.
他掌管將來。
He knows the very best for you.
他知道有什麼是為你最好。
He's sovereign.
他是掌權的。
He loves you.
他愛你。
How much more we should be entrust your life to such a God?
我們不是應該將我們的生命交託在這個神的手中嗎?
And he will guide you through your life.
他就會在你一生裡面帶領你。
No matter what uncertainty is ahead of us.
無論你前面是會遇著一些不肯定的情況。
Will you trust God?
你會不會信靠神呢?
Will you give your life to God?
你會不會將你的生命交託在神呢?
Will you trust someone who is greater than you?
你會不會相信一個比你更大的一個人呢?
His way is higher than your way.
他的道路高過你的道路。
And his thought is higher than your thought.
他的意念高過你的意念。
So I'd like to end with a Bible verse.
最後我想用一段聖經的經文。 他的意念高過你的意念，神亦在你的一生裏面帶領你。
So let's sing another hymn.
所以我們請唱一首詩歌。
Before we sing the hymn,
在我唱詩歌之前,
I'd like just to tell you at the end of the hymn,
想告訴大家在詩歌唱完詩歌之後,
we will have an invitation.
我會向大家作出一個邀請。
For those who would like to accept Jesus as your Savior,
如果你願意接受耶穌為你的救主的話,
we'll give you a chance to make a sign to God.
我會給你一個機會在神面前做一個表示。
Or if you have been drifted away from God,
或者你曾經離開神的話,
and you want to recommit yourself to God,
如果你願意在神面前再一次委身,
we'd like you to make a sign again.
我請你在神面前作這個表示。
Only trust him.
只要信他。
Let's sing hymn 627.
我們請唱詩歌627首。
Hymn 627.
詩歌627首。
We'll sing stanza 1 twice.
我們唱第一節兩次。
Let's bow our head.
And
close our eyes.
关开我们的眼睛.
So I'd like to have this invitation.
我们愿意作出这个邀请.
Those of you who like to commit your life to Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意将你一生交给耶稣基督的话.
As your personal savior.
作为你的个人救主.
We'd like you to raise your hand.
请你举手.
If you feel there's an urge inside of you.
如果你心里面有一个声音是叫你 有一个感动催促
And this is God urging you
这个是神给你的催促
So if you feel the need for God to deliver you
如果你感受到你需要神的话
Or if you're in the turmoil of suffering
或者如果你在苦难当中
You like God to come and deliver you.
你希望神进入你那里，拯救你出来。
We like you to make a very simple sign, just to raise your hand. And we'll pray for you.
请你做一个很简单的表示，我们会为你祈祷。
This will totally change your life.
它会可以完全改变你的生命。
You will have this confidence in your life because God will be your father.
你一生里面有这个信心，因为神会作你的父亲。
I'd like to ask one last time.
我愿意再问一次。
So anyone like to trust in Jesus and or commit yourself to Jesus?
有没有人愿意信靠耶稣，将你生命交托给主耶稣呢？
I'd like you to raise your hand.
请你举手。
Let us pray.
我们请祈祷.
Praise the Lord.
感谢主.
Lord, we thank you for your kindness.
主, 为着你的慈爱, 感谢你.
You're compassionate.
你的, 怜悯.
Your mercy and your grace.
你的恩典, 你的慈爱.
You deliver us from our sin.
你将我们从罪中拯救过来.
Your purpose is to include us in your family.
你的旨意是要将我们进入在神的家里面
We thank you for this wonderful salvation
为着这个感恩感谢你
We thank you for this morning
我们为着今天早上感谢你
That you bring friends and people to us
你将很多的朋友带到我们当中
That you will bless them because they hear your word
求你因着他们听了你的话的缘故祝福他
We thank you for those who would like to accept you as your Savior.
亦都为着那些愿意接受你为救主的人感谢你。
We ask that you will bless them throughout their life.
求你在他一生里面赐福给他们。
That you will guide them through all the turmoils in life.
在人生一生的苦难里面带领他们。
And we thank you for the good news of the gospel.
为着你的福音感谢你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祈祷奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿门。